The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 6. Is he not the carpenter? Leaving that place, Jesus returned to his own country, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and most of those who heard him were astonished. But they said, "How did this come to him? What kind of wisdom has been given to him that he also performs such miracles? Who is he but the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? His sisters, too, are they not here among us?" So they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "Prophets are despised only in their own country, among their relatives, and in their own family." And he could work no miracles there, but only healed a few sick people by laying his hands on them. Jesus himself was astounded at their unbelief. Jesus sends out the 12. Jesus then went around the villages teaching. He called the 12 to him and began to send them out two by two, giving them authority over evil spirits. And he ordered them to take nothing for the journey except a staff. No food, no bag, no money in their belts. They were to wear sandals and were not to take an extra tunic. And he added, "In whatever house you are welcomed, stay there until you leave the place. If any place doesn't receive you, and the people refuse to listen to you, leave after shaking the dust off your feet. It will be a testimony against them." So they set out to proclaim that this was the time to repent. They drove out many demons and healed many sick people by anointing them. John the Baptist beheaded. King Herod also heard about Jesus, because his name had become well known. Some people said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Others thought, "He is Elijah," and others, "He is a prophet, like the prophets of times past." When Herod was told of this, he thought, "I had John beheaded, yet he has risen from the dead." For this is what had happened. Herod had ordered John to be arrested, and had had him bound and put in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. Herod had married her, and John had told him, "It is not right for you to live with your brother's wife." So Herodias held a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she could not, because Herod respected John. He knew John to be an upright and holy man and kept him safe. And he liked listening to him, although he became very disturbed whenever he heard him. Herodias had her chance on Herod's birthday, when he gave a dinner for all the senior government officials, military chiefs, and the leaders of Galilee. On that occasion, the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, and she delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I will give it to you." And he went so far as to say with many oaths, "I will give you anything you ask, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" The mother replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried to the king and made her request, "I want you to give me the head of John the Baptist here and now on a dish." The king was very displeased, but he would not refuse in front of his guests because of his oaths. So he sent one of the bodyguards with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded John in prison. Then he brought the head on a dish and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard of this, they came and took his body and buried it. Jesus, Shepherd and Prophet. The apostles returned and reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "Let us go off by ourselves into a remote place and have some rest." For there were so many people coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a secluded area by themselves. But the people saw them leaving, and many could guess where they were going. So from all the towns they hurried there on foot, arriving ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The first miracle of the loaves. It was now getting late, so his disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and it is now late. You should send the people away and let them go to the farms and villages around here to buy themselves something to eat." Jesus replied, "You yourselves give them something to eat." They answered, "If we are to feed them, we need 200 silver coins to go and buy enough bread." But Jesus said, "You have some loaves. How many? Go and see." The disciples found out and said, "There are 5 loaves and 2 fish." Then he told them to have the people sit down together in groups on the green grass. This they did in groups of hundreds and fifties. And Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and raising his eyes to heaven, he pronounced a blessing, broke the loaves, and handed them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them. They all ate, and everyone had enough. The disciples gathered up what was left and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces of bread and fish. 5,000 men had eaten there. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus obliged his disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, towards Bethsaida, while he himself sent the crowd away. And having sent the people off, he went by himself to the hillside to pray. When evening came, the boat was far out on the lake, while he was alone on the land. Jesus saw his disciples straining at the oars, for the wind was against them. And before daybreak, he came to them walking on the lake. And he was going to pass them by. When they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But at once he called to them, "Courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus then got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astonished, for they had not really grasped the fact of the loaves. Their minds were dull. Having crossed the lake, they came ashore at Gennesaret, where they tied up the boat. As soon as they landed, people recognized Jesus and ran to spread the news throughout the countryside. Wherever he was, they brought to him the sick lying on their mats, and wherever he went, to villages, towns, or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him to let them touch just the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched him were cured.